With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Due to a high number of docket proceedings, the Iowa Utilities Board is canceling its monthly public board meetings for the rest of the year. The IUB has several public hearings and other contested cases pending, and canceling monthly public meetings also reduces the risk of ex parte communications under Iowa law. Iowa code prohibits communications with board members about contested cases pending before the IUB. In addition to canceling the October 9th meeting, the IUB issued an order this week canceling a scheduling conference that was set to immediately follow that meeting. The scheduling conference was related to a procedural schedule for the proposed Navigator Heartland Greenway carbon capture pipeline. Navigator filed a request last week to suspend IUB activity in that docket, noting the company will provide the IUB with a status update about the project in March of next year. Last night, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department arrested 31-year-old Jose Hernandez Soda of Coulter for driving while suspended, an OWI for possession of methamphetamine, 3 counts of child endangerment. He posted a $2,500 cash-only bond and was released from custody today. An event titled Remember My Name will be held Friday in Mason City. The event is sponsored by the North Iowa Domestic and Sexual Abuse Community Coalition. We'll honor the 385 Iowans who have lost their lives as a result of domestic violence between January 1, 1995 and March 31, 2023. Remember My Name begins Friday at noon with a free lunch provided at the Mason City Room of the Mason City Public Library, with a program to begin at 12:10 p.m. The exceptional drought category expanded in the latest U.S. Drought Monitor report from just over 1% last week to just over 3% this week. Exceptional drought could be found in parts of Tama, Benton, Iowa, Johnson, Linn, and Buchanan counties. There was also a slight increase in the extreme drought category to 24.27% this week. Some level of drought is now reported across the entire state. In the broadcast area, southeastern Hancock, northeastern Wright, most of Cerro Gordo, all of Floyd, most of Butler, the northern one half of Franklin, and the eastern portion of Grundy County are all in the extreme drought category. Farmers are making progress on the fall harvest in Iowa, but some say their combines have been dirty, dusty, and becoming black in color when they are done for the day harvesting corn. Iowa State University Extension Outreach field agronomist Angie Rekens tells Radio On The Go News some farmers think the problem is what is called tar spot, but that's really not the case.
When we get to this time of year and that corn matures, those leaves get infected with a saprophytic fungi, which just means they feed on dead tissue. And those fungi are actually what breaks down our crop residue in the field. So they're not a bad thing. They don't cause any big concerns for livestock feed.
She has this advice for those harvesting corn.
You can always take a look at those leaves, and tar spots pretty easily distinguish, even still at this time of year. That black, dark spot is bigger than those saprophytic fungi spots. It's darker in color, and it's actually raised. The saprophytic fungi does not exhibit those characteristics. So if you're concerned, just take a leaf look before you run that combine through those fields.
Rekens says she has heard of corn yields between 140 to 240 bushels an acre, while soybean yields have been between 40 and 75 bushels an acre. The Harvest Moon Festival is Saturday at Wilder Park at Allison. The Allison Lions Club will serve an omelet breakfast Saturday from 7:30 to 10 a.m. The cost is $10 for those ages 16 and over, $5 for those ages 5 to 15, and free for children ages 4 and under. Funds raised go to support local scholarships as well as the Lions Sight, a screening program for all 3 to 5-year-old children, and local schools and daycare centers, along with other programs. Later Saturday, free Harvest Moon Festival activities will take place at Wilder Park from 2 to 4 p.m., including carnival games, trick-or-treating, hay rides, and pumpkins for kids. And the Powerball jackpot has climbed to an estimated $1.4 billion after no players matched all 6 numbers and hit it rich from the latest drawing. Players will next have a shot at the Powerball jackpot on Saturday night. No matter how large the prize grows, the odds stay the same. It's those odds of 1 and 292.2 million that make the jackpot so hard to win. The $1.4 billion jackpot is for a sole winner who takes an annuity paid annually over 30 years. Winners choosing the cash option would receive an estimated $643.7 million. For Radio 1 on the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.